just to encourage us, you see, with this momentum that you've had and this burning in your heart, I want you to continue to go into the new year, into the night, you know, and just say, things cannot continue. So it's in that place of prayer you cry out to God, you know, for the nation. And just lift up your voice in place of intercession and let God birth His will, you know, for the new year, for this nation, in you and through you. You know, so you come out in the new year, you know, resurrected, if that's the word to use. A resurrected dream, a resurrected vision for the nation, burning in your heart. And the gates of hell will not be prevailed against us in Jesus' name. Okay, so today we're supposed to go straight into the word. And we have a special transmission, you know, all the way from Germany. You know, by our lovely Professor Lokpade, the elder of the fellowship. And so he's going to be taking the word today. And it's going to be the power of technology, by the power of spirit, because prayer and intercession has gone forth. And so you might just be wondering, is this for the religious people? Revelation chapter 1, the Lord Jesus appears to John, and he says that the vision, the revelation of the Lord Jesus that his father gave unto him, that he has given to John through his angel. Pastor preached a message on the angel of his presence. So it is possible. And let me tell you, the person that appeared to John is the angel of the presence of the Lord Jesus. So you're going to see the angel of the presence of Professor Lokpade as he preaches the word. And you're going to see it on the screen. I want us to move to the middle, you know, so that you can hear the word of God with the tangible. Because even though he's not here physically, he's here by the spirit and power of technology. The presence of God is here. I want you to be attentive. Like John was attentive to the angel of the presence of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus was on his throne. But the person that appeared to John, at the level he could understand and communicate with, and it was even with such power and intensity that the first time he said that, he fell down as though dead. You know, so Jesus is on his throne, he's omniscient, but the person that appeared to John at his minute level, as human level, is the angel of the presence of Lord Jesus. And at the end of Revelation 22, the Lord Jesus said it again, that I have sent my angel, you know, to you. If I can get that verse out there, to say you can come with that conviction, you know, and what's his name? Faith. You know, as you listen to the man of God, you know, even via this transmission, you know, that he has prepared with prayer. Give it to us. And the people of Mixlr will also be able to listen. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. Welcome you to Zion City Fellowship, and it's a great joy for us to be what. Let's pray. Father, we confess our sins and so with righteousness. Jesus' name, we have life. Father, we thank you for your mercies. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace. Precious Holy Spirit, we thank you for your love and help. Covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointing. Under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church, and under you, the Almighty God, and the privilege I have to minister, grant me grace, unction to minister with accuracy, with comfort of the Holy Spirit. Pray a clear channel be created and maintained in the heavenlies as I minister, and causing the word of God to have a free course. Father, the spirits, our wills, minds, emotions, and body, by the reason of the spirit and that word of God, by the reason of the word and the spirit, you will break yokes, you will heal bodies, you will meet needs, bring glory to the name of Jesus. Blessings to the sons of men. Thank you. Increasing the enlightenment of our minds by the words of our emotions by the fruit of God. And our wills will be set. Father, be abundantly. Thank you for your power that is our work within. If we are receiving intimidation, offense, mind, what if, and human spirits in alliance with the devil, so contrary to our spirits, we cast work, resist, and bring you in Jesus' name. We break all those circumstances in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God in the air, us and execute God's perfect will concerning this ministration in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. No matter what we ask, no matter what power that's working in us, in Jesus' name. Amen. So it's great again to be in Lion City Fellowship. Today I'll be talking about preparing for the glory, preparing for the appearing of the Lord. I'll first start by taking the profession in which veterinary medicine, like any profession, any course in the university, D-Day is graduation. That's D-Day. But there are many landmark days on the path to D-Day. Veterinary medicine was a 6-year course. Strategic exams in year one. If you don't pass those exams, there will be no D-Day. There are some crucial tests, continuous assessments. If you don't pass them, it may affect a compulsory course. And then D-Day is prolonged. So there were some crucial practicals which we could not miss. So there were, even though there was a D-Day 6 years down the way, there were crucial time points along the D-Day. So there were D-Days in anticipation of D-Day. So likewise in Christianity, there are many appearings of the Lord. And then he will appear for us in the rapture. But some of those appearances are crucial in your path to making it to the rapture, path to making sure you obtain a better resurrection. So, a crucial D-Day, a landmark D-Day, is the appearing of the Lord in glory that we are waiting for anytime now, as preached to us by our fathers. It's very important. Let me first go into the scriptures that we spoke about last week. Titus chapter 2. And in Titus chapter 2, it speaks of the reality of anything we face today, that we all face as individuals. We know the Lord. We are seeking to know the Lord better. We are confronted by our shortfalls and our infirmities. There's no need to be ashamed of your infirmities. You confront them. First, you acknowledge them. Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. It's not confronting. But if we confess our sins, doing something about it, you acknowledge and you do something about it. And that's the beauty of Titus. And Paul writing to Titus, he talked about some particular groups of people. And Titus, Paul, Titus said that people of God that had some infirmities, many of them are unruly, vain talkers, deceivers. Say, this witness is true. So, honestly acknowledge it. But do something about it. Wherefore, he's telling the Titus, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith. So, it wasn't a time for condemnation. It was a time of rebuke. It was a time of rebuke. And that is many times we need to accept as children of God, that we need to judge ourselves. Don't do it properly, we get rebuked. All in an aim to make us sound in faith, to be free from condemnation. So, he said, if Titus, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith. To be sound in faith, trust in God, and to walk with God. And walk with Him. That's it. And we sound in faith. There's a constant trust in God. And there is a constant walk with Him. Praise the Lord. When we walk in the with the Lord, we walk in love. We use the blood of Jesus, constantly repenting, saying the word of God, give revelation from the word, praying the Spirit. We are constantly in the Spirit. Strong in faith is to trust in God and to walk with God. That first, what I just quoted now was in Titus 1. Okay, Titus 1, verse 13. This is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, and in faith, Then in Titus chapter 2, he also speaks of such scenario in which you want children of God to not to live a life of iniquity, not to live a life of infirmity. Okay, that's Titus 2 verse 10. But gives an antidote in verse 11. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation unto all men, teaching us denying ungodliness and worldly lust, which soberly, righteously, and godly in this world. It's a great saying. He said, the grace of God unto salvation has appeared to all men. And yes, it's actually, it's talking about believers. We have teaching grace. We have men of God. That's the word of God. You have apostolic grace. You have prophetic grace. You have apostolic grace. And thank God for our fathers in the house. What prophetic and apostolic grace. So, grace of God that brings us appear teaching. So, because of the grace, there's also the teaching, sound doctrine from a teacher. There's also prophetic teaching. There's also apostolic teaching. So you can have gradations in this appearance of teaching grace. But the end, particularly which is made effective with the increase in grace, is for us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and we live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So I like how Paul is expressing here the expectation of the teaching. You know, there are many places in the body of Christ, the teaching is going on. The teaching tells us to be prosperous, which is good. Tells us to be healed, which is good. Tells us to be overcomers of poverty, which is good. But it shouldn't omit this. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly this present world. It means that this present world pushes back against godliness, against righteousness. This present world is filled with pride, not sober. But Paul is saying that when the teaching grace of God is in operation, teaching grace of a teacher, prophetic teaching, apostolic teaching, it ends in us being sober people, righteous people, living a godly life. Definitely in it will also be the fact we'll be prosperous, we'll be healed, we'll be in sound health. Let me finish Titus 2. Because it's a discourse. Grace of God bringeth salvation and appeareth to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. So that's what we are looking for now, for the appearing of the Lord, in glory, manifestation of the Spirit of God without measure in His church, to raise up a church with power, a church with glory. But Jesus Christ, who gave Himself, verse 14, for us, that He might redeem us from all, not some iniquity, all iniquity, and purify us to Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good work. So He must combine both. We are peculiar and we are zealous of good work. Peculiar in righteousness, peculiar in prosperity, in innovation, in creativity, in godliness, and then we are zealous of good works, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, give to the poor, preach the gospel, and go in season and out of season. So that's the army God wants to raise. Okay? Some of the prerequisites are some of these we have stated, and we'll be going into as we go into this message. Today, like I said, that's what we looked at last week. Today I want us to look at Zacchaeus in Luke 19. Let's look at Zacchaeus. Luke 19, verses, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was the chief among the publicans, was rich. Not to see Jesus, who he was, could not for the press, because he was of little. He ran before and climbed up to a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. This is a very beautiful story. Zacchaeus typifies many of us. Zacchaeus, rich, emphatically rich, wealth, talent, possession. He was a rich man, probably from hard work, privilege, from position. Zacchaeus, rich. But Zacchaeus also acknowledged his infirmity. He was of a small stature. He was of little stature. So many of us are like that in the body of Christ. We love the Lord. Actually, we are weak in revelation knowledge. But we've gone to good schools. We are good at our work. We are doing well. But Zacchaeus, in his rich state, not deny his infirmity, particularly where infirmity will stop him from seeing Jesus. Maybe why we are not conscious of our infirmities, because we are not really looking of the Lord. So we are content with being rich, being rich really, being rich in possession, being rich in our family connections. Zacchaeus knew that Jesus passed by that low stature, he could only hear about Jesus, he could only feel the noise of Jesus, he will not see. And he said, Zacchaeus in verse 3 made it very clear. He sought to see Jesus, who he was. The Bible talks about the fact that we will see him, we will be like him, because we will see him as he is. Jesus, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good. Zacchaeus wanted to see that by himself. He just didn't want to hear the noise. But he knew that his infirmity will hinder him from seeing Jesus, how he is, in his glory, in his power, in his God, exalted high above the heavens, of the people of the earth. My eyes have seen the King, the Lamb upon the throne, who is forever. He wanted to see God in his glory. But he knew the short. More importantly, was that Zacchaeus knew that Jesus, in verse 4, he was to pass by that way. Zacchaeus had that revelation that the day of appearing of the Lord was close by. The day of appearing of the Lord was. And the man of God, Pastor Lubi, Mitzera, they've been preaching unto us, appearing of God's glory, imminent appearing of God's glory in his church. And if you are conscious of it, then you also be conscious that your infirmities need to work, so that it will not hinder you from seeing the glory. It will not hinder you from being a partaker of glory. So Zacchaeus was a Christian in transition to the glory. And that's where many of us are. And what are those traits? He acknowledged and recognized his infirmity, his small spiritual stature, his low spiritual stature, his low state in the world, his low state in prayer, his low state in walking in love. We all have that. One way or the other, be it in problems with purity in the mind, sexual immorality in the mind, covetousness, we should be sincere, honest-hearted, be aware of our problems. That was where Zacchaeus started from. So we must start from. We confess with the blood, we set our wills, and go because of this infirmity that we acknowledge that it. So we need to do that. Very, very important. And then we need to have revelation knowledge. Have revelation knowledge. That's the word of God. Okay? Because Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus. And he knew he was passing that way. He knew he was passing that way. Some of us are a bit still inert, unaware of the significance of this time living in, and the gravity of these times that we are living in. But Zacchaeus, even though in his small stature, he had that. He knew he was of small stature, and he knew that Jesus was going to pass that way. So, and the messages have been preached to us. Okay? Let's be conscious of it. Let us receive it. Okay? That we need to have revelation. Okay? And he really wanted to see God in his full glory, who he was. Praise the Lord. So, Zacchaeus walked in honesty of heart with repentance. Okay? And Zacchaeus also stayed in the word. Praise the Lord. So, as we in this season of the day of the season of tabernacles, at trumpets and calls, so that moment, just trumpet is the prophetic word by the apostolic fathers that we are in a new season. Okay, so we accept that. Okay, and then move into a day of atonement. Okay, constant judging of ourselves, taking sharp rebukes, okay, so that we can be free from condemnation. And then the other thing, Zacchaeus, was very significant to me. And after he knew, he wanted to see Jesus for who he was, he knew he was of a little stature. The Bible says, and he ran before. Praise the Lord. He ran before and climbed up into the sycamore tree. Running before is praying in the spirit. Climbing up is praying with travail. Praise the Lord. So let's run. He ran up to sycamore tree. That's praying in the spirit. But from the running up, he needed to move into a lift. He needed to move into ascendancy. And that's what happens when we come first with the honesty of heart, like Zacchaeus acknowledged, come by the blood of Jesus, come with the life of God and the word of God, and then we pray in the spirit. That is running. He ran before. And then that taking off, that climbing off, is pray with travail. Praise the Lord. And that's what Zacchaeus, honesty and humility. Okay? Zacchaeus stayed with the word of God. Zacchaeus prayed in the spirit and transited him from pain in the spirit into pain with travail. So if you have been belittling or praying in the spirit, particularly belittling travail, in this season that we are expecting the Lord, in this land that we are expecting it to appear, for we know he's going to come. Like Zacchaeus knew he was going to pass away. This is the time to take our praying in the spirit seriously, our praying with travail seriously. Praise the Lord. And what he climbed, sycamore tree. There are three things from biology and history about the sycamore tree. First about sycamore tree is that the leaves of sycamore tree are very big. At an extent, they are woolly. Praise the Lord. Leaves speak of leaves speaks of the giftings. Pastor has been teaching us of recent on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, carrying the anointing. Praise the Lord. So we need to know that this is a season that God wants his people to manifest the gifts and carry the anointing. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you are a Christian you exercise faith, you love God, you are always conscious of how you are, how God will bless you, conscious of getting healed, conscious of getting prosper and go, it's all good. These are your covenant rights in Christ Jesus. But wait a minute, you've never had faith about that you are going to join in the army of God to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers, to prosper. Then you are of little stature. You are of little. It's better you acknowledge it now and take that. Has to be a desire, a willingness, a mindset to pursue, to be part of the army that's going to carry the anointing, amen, and manifest the gifts and the power of God. Preach the gospel to the entire ends of the earth. It starts from God's eyes are going to and fro, looking for those people. Let there be that passion. So, where is the miracles of God? The healing the sick, the raising the dead, to remove the report of from the church, ministering the word. Bible says Jesus ministered the word of God with power. Jesus does a miracle, they say we have seen a new thing today. They say we have never seen such a thing in Israel. These are the things we need to start desiring to be partakers of. And many problems in Nigeria today, I have concluded those problems, I don't see them going on until God shows up. The human infrastructure, the mindset infrastructure to change those things, I don't see the egg God showing up. You need to start to desire such things and for you to be a partaker. The Bible says in the book of Ezekiel, it says, go around the temple and put a sign on those who put a mark on those who are signed for the abomination of the things that are happening in the temple. You say, what is happening? God, show up. Let your power show. You need to be a partaker. The sycamore tree, Jesus said, filled with leaves, woolly leaves, flat leaves, big leaves. That is, we want Christians to carry the anointing. To carry the anointing. And the church must be a church that carries the anointing. It must be a demonstration with the spirit and power. So that the faith of men will not be established in just the words, enticing words of men, and the demonstration of the spirit and power. And not just the church, but you yourself desire to be a partaker of these things. So let's start to trust God for new dreams. Want to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. Amen. Second thing about biology is the sycamore tree is filled with figs. Figs, that's fruit. Amen. Fruit of the Holy Spirit and the divine character, even the character of love. And that's by the grace of God, our the man of God, Father Pastor, has been teaching us consistently for years to test about the fruit. Also, of the spirit by faith, pray for healing by faith, constantly pray for the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Pray for love by faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we wait for the hope of faith by faith. Amen. A desire to have the divine power. Praise the Lord. So that's what we are looking for in this, like much leaves, so the power is there, and then the anointing and the demonstration of power is tempered with the Holy Spirit. I'm looking forward to the anointing of Samson. Yes, Samson had that part, but we need that anointing. Yet we will not have this fruit of the Holy Spirit. We need such demonstration. There is again this gainsaying world, this theistic world, this unbelieving world, this godless world needs a shake up. And don't just say God should show up. You be ready to be a part of the people that God will show up through. Praise the Lord. Okay. And then the last thought about sycamore tree can regenerate easily. Praise the Lord. It's woolly with leaves, flat leaves. It has fruits, then regenerates easily. Regeneration for us means ready to be a partaker with the borrowed anointing. Once we are under covering our Father's good those in authority, as they experience the fullness, a measure of the fullness, and then into the fullness, manifestation of the fruit of the of the power of God, speak to that measure, is easily reproducible for those who are connected. So you too will heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. Same measure that's upon the fathers, measure of that also comes upon you. So it's easily reproducible as a character in psychomotory. So today, the Lord has helped us. I want to recap. We are in a critical time. Day of Tabernacles. It's a critical time. We are in the time when God is going to manifest His glory in the church. And we must be part. We are seeking the Lord. Many of us are blessed of the Lord, but we still have our clear, glaring infirmities. Time to work on meekness, lowliness of heart, so that we are constantly repenting. We forgive, and we are constantly repenting. Stay with the word of God. The revelation that Jesus Christ is coming needs to be clear. Then we back that by praying in the Spirit and also praying with travail. Praying with the Spirit and also knowing what awaits us this end time is a church that carries the glory, which we all should desire to be. Amen. Pray to God. Tell him you want to be a partaker. Desire to be a partaker. Found in faith. Okay. And also, part of the fruit of God. Working on love and character. Okay. By passion, your will for it. Okay. So, love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. In submission. There's been submission to those in spirit. Then easily reproducible. Okay. To in our lives. And we ourselves to carry it and also ultimately reproduce it. Okay. It's like a flame. Just touch it. Whereas touch someone. Person takes it, touch someone. It's filled. Glory of the Lord, waters covers the seas. Father, we thank you for your message. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace. Precious Holy Spirit, thank you for your love and help. In Jesus' name, I hand it over to Laolu. Thank you very much. Love you. Miss you. God bless you. Well with us. Fulfill our destinies. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give it a clap offering for the words coming so powerfully, you know, through our read a message from Prof. You know, he sent a message I was supposed to have started with. I apologize. You know, he said ZCF, the beginning was breaking while praying, where it later got far better. And I believe you'll agree with me. I guess it had to do with the voice projection. So I know you were blessed. I hope we're blessed through that. I know that. Present truth. I'll just quickly summarize because I put down a few points. You know, he could have been breaking your mind, so I've caught everything that he was saying. And so, Prof recapped about what we're talking about, the critical times we are in. And he took us through the book of Titus, which I can highly recommend that you go and read by yourself as your homework between today and next week. And Titus 1 telling us the importance, the problem we're having, the shortcomings. And then we have Titus 2 telling us the solution. You know, Titus 1 tells us. With sharp rebuke, you know, because of where we are going, the way God cuts off some things is by rebuking, not because he hates us, but rebuking so we can confront these things and then we can confess them, you know, and then the solution is in Titus 2, where it talks about the grace of God being the solution, you know, that teaches us to deny all ungodliness. And he was talking about the church having taught about prosperity, healing, you know, this and that, and those doctrines are good enough. But we have a major thing that we have left out, which is dominion and victory over sin, the sin nature itself. You know, once you can have dominion over sin, dominion over poverty, over ignorance, over failure, you know, and sickness is going to be automatic because the root of all those things is, you know, sin. So he was talking about that, the solution being denying the grace of God that teaches us to deny ungodliness. And of course, he used the example of Zacchaeus, which is something we can relate with. He was a Jew, which means that he's a Christian. The Bible says that we're also Christians, we're Jews, you know, how be it in the heart, you know, not of physical circumcision, but circumcision of the heart and by the Spirit. Well, Zacchaeus was short, and he recognized that he was short. And Zacchaeus was rich, so it's not about money, you know, so you can be a Christian, you can be prosperous, so that's not the solution. Zacchaeus was healthy, you know, he could walk around, but that wasn't the solution. But he knew that Jesus was coming. He had heard about the Lord Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus is the glory of God. So we are hearing about the coming of the Lord Jesus. And Prof made a very important thing. So it's the D-Day is that Jesus is going to come for us. But before Jesus comes for us in the skies, he's going to come in us in glory, you know, so that the whole world can know that he is Lord. And there can be this world evangelism and world discipleship, or discipleship of people around the globe, and they can hear and see the works that he done greater. So they are going to, people that are going to walk on these plants like Jesus and do the works that Jesus did and greater. And so that's the first point of call that many of us have issues with, you know, unbelief. That are these things really going to happen? It's going to happen. You know, he said the whole earth is going to fulfill his glory as the waters cover the sea. And so, and he's going to manifest his glory in wisdom, because the Bible says that he's going to show to principalities and powers that they made a mistake. He's going to show them the manifold wisdom of God. He's going to show the glory of God in power. You know, physical miracles, environmental miracles, you know, political miracles. You know, he's going to show the power of, he's going to show the glory of God in love, in compassion. And so these things are awaiting us. And the people, it's not, God is not going to send angels. He's not going to use angels. He's going to use boys and girls, you and me, men and women. He's going to pour out the Spirit upon all flesh. And he's going to start from here. And so he talked about Zacchaeus, and he said that Zacchaeus knew that Jesus was coming. So he knew that he was going to pass that way. And so we also know that Jesus is coming in us. The glory of God is about to appear. He's going to pass through this way of appearing in us. But Zacchaeus did something. Zacchaeus ran. And he said that, of course, Zacchaeus first recognized he was short. So he knew, he was very honest about that, down to earth, you know, about that. And so he confessed this. He was honest and he was repentant. You know, the next thing that he did was he recognized that he was going to pass that way. So he had a revelation. Having heard these things like you are hearing, he had a revelation that the Lord just is going to come. And God is going to shake things up, you know, in this nation and the nations of the world. You know, and he's going to move. And so he had a revelation that Jesus was coming, and he recognized that he was going to pass that way. And then the next thing that he did was that he ran. He didn't walk or stroll away. You know, he ran meant that he prayed in the Spirit. He started praying in the Spirit. So he confessed his sin. That's the blood. He had a revelation that Jesus was coming. He heard the word and he was reading his Bible, you know, and was listening to the teachings and the preaching. The next thing that he started doing was praying. You know, so he ran. He started praying in the Spirit and praying in tongues. And that's why, you know, we give these tracts. Because I don't believe in just hearing things. I believe in starting to do them. Then you can have you can get your hands dirty. You know, you can wake up in the morning and start praying these love prayers and prayer for wisdom and revelation and start practicing it. You have your shortcomings, you rise up again. Start having a relationship and communication with God. Not just head knowledge, but heart-to-heart relationship with God. So you guys started praying in the Spirit. But then, he didn't just run. He had to climb the sycamore tree. And like somebody said the sycamore tree is like sycamore tree. The only way he could see the Lord just was he had to climb the sycamore tree that gave him an overview over every other person, and he could see Jesus. And so the way he didn't just run, when he ran, he prayed in the Spirit, but there was more. To climb that sycamore tree, that's where traveling prayer comes. And that might be a new thing to you again, but it's in the Bible. The Bible says, as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth. The Bible says in the book of Galatians, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. That means that for Christ's nature that is in your spirit to be formed in you, you need to travail. Elijah, when he wanted the rain to fall, he didn't just speak the word, Shah. You know, you hear those things about, you know, I just declare the word. I just speak the word. There's a place of intercession. The Bible says he puts his head between his thighs. And he did it seven, and he told that guy to go seven times. He kept doing it. He kept doing it. So that the hidden files, they don't tell you. And that you need to know that things don't just happen. And God is revealing these deep things to you because he's taking you into deeper places. And he wants to do deep and great things through you. So he's revealing the whole thing into you. And the Lord Jesus himself, that means in the days of his flesh, he offered up prayers and strong crying with tears. It wasn't just in Gethsemane. It was in the days of his flesh. From the day he started praying, and learned how to pray, and started actually praying, it was from the days, strong crying and tears. So people are not doing, and we're not being taught things that are not in the word. They're in the word. We need to just, you need to start enlarging our coast, enlarging our capacity, breaking forth on the right and the left. It's not in one day, but you need, it's by practice. Perfection comes through the practice. And so he climbed the sycamore tree, and of course we know the rest of the story. The Lord Jesus, you know, noticed him and said, you know, salvation has come to your house. And so that's just what we have to say. Sycamore tree, and then Prof talked about the sycamore tree, about the biological things about the sycamore tree. It has big leaves, and so he was talking about leaves, of course, means giftings. and demonstrations of the Spirit and the power. The world needs to see that. Nobody's going to believe you by just talk these days. You know, especially that people that are not born again, some of them have money and this. So some people are not going to listen to you until they see greater wealth, greater creativity, innovation, greater power. You understand? There are other religions on the planet. And some of them are doing yoga and doing all kinds of things and their manifestations. So that means that we need greater power. You know, just like Moses, he had the Egyptians too. They were not tripped initially until his serpent, his rod swallowed up their serpents. So there's witchcraft, there's satanic activity on the planet. You know, and so you need to get ready and you need that power because God is going to throw you to some places and you need to be ready. You need greater measure of power. And then he talked about that the what's the name? The sycamore tree also has figs. The figs means it has fruits. So it's not just power. Power, the Bible says that a man with gifting and without fruit is a man with wind, but without rain. It makes so much noise, but there is no rain. Rain is teaching and fruit. That brings forth fruit. So we're not just people that are going to make a noise about power, you know, and demonstration, but you're also people of fruit and character. You know, we need the power of Samson because we're going to fulfill the law and the prophets. But we also need the fruit of self-control that dominates lust. Because when you have power, your boy girls are going to like you. If your girl boys are going to like you. But if you have self-control, you know boundaries and levels. Do you understand? And then he said that the thing about the sycamore tree again is that it regenerates easily. And that symbolizes for us that the power and the glory and the anointing is going to be reproducible, you know. So all of us are not the level of the spiritual fathers and mothers. We are, some of us are babies, some of us are little children, some of us are young men, you know, but we're all growing. But it doesn't mean that because you're not your father, you will not inherit the anointing upon the head. You understand? So that thing is reproducible. Whatever level you are, God is going to meet you and me. And we're going to be doing the work. Some people will be cleansing lepers, some will be healing sick, some will be raising the dead. It's all levels where we're going to grow in it. Are we together? And so that's a summary. Let's just bow our heads as we pray. I think that does. I'll just advise that you go listen to this message, you know, and then take the anointing and just take the prayers. I just want to talk to God personally. God, this is the level at which I understand this thing, but I need more. I need your mercy. I need your grace. Grace is the emphasis in Titus 2. So the grace of God has taught us to deny all ungodliness. There's the D-Day, but before the main D-Day, there are D-Days that I need to be ready. And I thank you for the privilege that you have made me a partaker of the divine nature. I thank you also that you have called me to manifest your glory. It's a high calling. It is difficult for the mind to believe, but I give you the praise and the glory for counting me worthy, vouchsafing me worthy to be a part of this thing that you are about to do. I repent of the sin of ungodliness, of unbelief first. The sin of unbelief is a major barrier, but I thank you for your blood that gives me the opportunity. I thank you for your life that gives me the energy and the strength. And I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that is going to make me a doer of the work and not errors on it. So that the things, this unbelief, are going to be a thing of the past. Prayerlessness and laziness is going to be a thing of the past. Failure, a spiritual failure, is going to be a thing of the past. Especially as I'm ending this month and going to a new month and also a new year in the nation. Thank you. I'm alive because of your mercy, and you want me to be a part of the thing you're about to do in this land, in your church. I might not look at it in the senses, the five physical senses, but I know that by revelation, by the Spirit and the word of prophecy and the trumpets that have gone ahead, they're about to bring us into the season of Jubilee in this nation. And not just going to be words, but it's going to be a reality. You're about to bring us into a season of liberty, liberation. I see the children in the north, the children in the south, the children in the east and the west, you know, being liberated, you know, from spiritual pharaohs, political pharaohs, you know, economic pharaohs. And these people are beginning to grow. Our sons are growing as plants in their youth, our daughters as corner pillars, fulfilling their purpose and destiny. And they say, is this me? Of course it is you. Because it is the God in you that is at work to will and to do of his good pleasure, and he's going to do it. And so it's not so much about you, but about him. and it's going to be him that is going to do it. But he needs faith. He just needs you to believe and give him that access. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief, but Lord, I believe. Like Mary of old, she said, be thou unto me. I believe. Be thou unto me according to thy word. And that's the spirit I want you to have. I want you to say, God, I confess my sin of unbelief. I receive your life to energize and to strengthen me. I receive the power of the Holy Spirit to be a doer of the work. Now, be it unto me according to thy word. Be it unto me according to thy word. Just that little faith, that drop of water upon the seed and the word that you heard will begin to cause the word to grow and to take root in your heart. It says, be it unto me according to thy word. That's all Mary said. A teenager said, be it unto me according to thy word. And the Holy Ghost through the angel said, nothing is with God, nothing shall be called impossible. Be it unto you according to thy word. Give us a few more seconds. Thank you, Jesus. Since that holy thing we shall be born in you shall be called, born of thee shall be called the Son of God. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Says the power of the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing, and for you that seed that you has gotten you born again, that is in your spirit, which shall be born of you, shall be called the Son of God. It won't just be a baby of God or a child. It's going to be a Son of God. It's going to rule. And when the girl heard that, thank God he used the girl. He said, for with God nothing shall be missed. The girl said, be it unto me according to thy word. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. He said, behold, I'm a Nigerian. Behold, I'm Igbo. Behold, I'm Yoruba. No. He said, behold, I'm a handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed. The rest is history. The rest is glory, we should say. The rest is his story. Let's just lift up our hands and bow our heads, one hand on our hearts. We've already said the prayer, but I just want you to say it together. Say, Father, we confess our sins. One hand up, one hand on your heart. If you can stand up, I would appreciate it. Say, Father, we confess our sins. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, just thank you for your grace. Thank you for the word that we have heard. We confess our sins, sins of pride and unbelief. We repent of these sins. We confess sins of laziness. We confess sins of ourselves, fathers and forefathers hitherto. Receive your blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We repent of these sins and we forsake them. And we determine to do all that you have revealed to our heart to do. We say, behold, the servant, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto us according to thy word concerning all that you have purposed and predestined to do in us, through us, with us, for us, all around us, to the praise and the glory of your name. Let your Holy Spirit overshadow us, empower us, energize us, grant us mercy, grace, and help to be doers of the word that we hear and not hearers only. And help us to be partakers of these things. Part of the first fruit of those that will manifest your glory to the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name, Amen. Let's pray in the spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you for victories, partakers of your glory. Victories, your life in our souls, your life in our wills, in our minds, in our emotions, in our words, in our bodies, in our members, in our activities, in our relationships, circumstances, victories, all around us, in our regional heavens. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in Jesus' name. Amen. Pray.